years, many Australians living with disability have felt left out in the fashion industry, with limited clothing options for people with dexterity issues or sensitivity needs. But the fashion industry is now undergoing a bit of a shake-up. The adaptable clothing movement is growing and gaining a bit of momentum, and there's new clothing lines and even stylists who are supporting people to gain a sense of identity and confidence. Gavin Coote has this report.
If there's anything that jumps out at me, you're not an animal print person, are you, though?
Going shopping for clothes has always been something that has filled Amy Cutler with dread. She lives with a connective tissue disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which causes severe joint pain and fatigue.
I shop by myself and I usually don't like it very much. I get tired, I get frustrated, and I usually go without getting anything. Often with disability, you feel invisible as well, and it's easy to sort of that internalised discrimination to sort of, oh, well, I'm invisible, I might as well look invisible.
That's all changed recently. She now has stylist Amanda Fox accompanying her on her shopping expeditions. Amanda Fox's business is geared around inclusive fashion, ensuring everyone can experience the joy of wearing something stylish or fun.
Too often the people think fashion and styling is a little bit vacuous and it's only for the catwalks and things like that, but it's for people every day. I mean, we have to wear clothes. My fashion is the thing that gets me through all the time. It's just that moment of opening the wardrobe and seeing some colours and textures and patterns just makes me feel that little bit better and going, okay, what can I put on? Could I wear these earrings and do that?
Adaptive fashion is relatively new in Australia. It includes clothing items that have features like magnetic buttons or zips to help people with dexterity issues dress themselves. And while there's still a limited range of adaptive fashion options available, that's quickly changing. Matt Skerritt is among those who've been working hard to merge fashion with function after setting up the adaptive fashion and lifestyle platform Every Human.
Went and started working for my dad in aged care, and it was here where I came across the concept of adaptive fashion and adaptive clothing. I mean, there was nothing out in the market, and I had a few friends who have brothers with disabilities and a few friends who have kids with disabilities, and, you know, there was such an overwhelmingly positive response for wanting to see something like this here in Australia.
Now the fashion industry is taking notice. A fortnight ago, a diverse range of models took to the runway at Melbourne Fashion Week, showcasing adaptive clothing.
We had people with lived experience walking the runway and you know, as a brand that's fighting for greater representation in the fashion industry. It was incredible to see, but it was also an incredible opportunity to show Australia and show Melbourne how universally designed products can benefit people with disabilities, but not even just people with disabilities, like everyone as well.
Matt Skerritt is partnering with a growing number of global fashion brands who are developing adaptive products, and clothing is just the beginning. He's also working with beauty companies who are using more inclusive designs, such as Braille on the packaging, along with a new range of adaptive footwear.
On a weekly basis, we're hearing life-changing stories. You know, we have mums who write in, you know, saying, as I'm writing this email, I'm in tears because for the very first time in my son's life, at the age of 29, he's putting on his shoes independently. And so it's incredibly powerful in terms of what, you know, the choices that you'll find on Every Human Eye. It's amazing.
Affordability in fashion is always going to be an issue. Is that something you're keeping in mind as well, at ways you can bring that cost down and make it more accessible?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're talking about accessibility. What we're trying to do is improve accessibility in every aspect of what we're doing. The designs of our clothes are the first step of improving accessibility, but I think price accessibility is also got to be something that we consider. You know, the NDIS is a fantastic initiative which supports people with disabilities and allows people with disabilities to make a lot of these purchases. But it's important for us as a brand to be able to, you know, bring the cost of a lot of adaptive and accessible fashion piece, bring that down.
Is it a jumpsuit? That's the sort of thing that you're in a party you could get into, but getting out of it very quickly is not a good thing.
For inclusive stylist Amanda Fox, good fashion is not only about finding self-confidence, it's also helping break down professional and social barriers.
So I actually had a client who was on television only on Tuesday night, and she was looking for something casual, but to wear for the TV show. She'd had a stroke in her 20s quite young, and then had to learn to walk and talk again. So her confidence about going out and shopping and looking for things, she just really appreciated having the support and the help there.
And making fashion more accessible has changed Amy Cutler's whole outlook.
It's very validating, I guess. I know that's a word thrown around a lot, but being seen as a worthy human being, as someone who deserves to feel good about themselves.
And that was Amy ending Gavin Coote's report.